This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Yep.
I just didn't know if we were discussing something first.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good?
Yeah.
When you're ready. We're going on, I guess, already?
We're on now?
We're on now. Hi.
What the fuck?
On what?
Oh. All
right, let's act like we're going on now.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Motherfucker! Oh, welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
What up?
Pam is over there.
Hello.
Phil is over there.
Hello.
And we're looking for your comments. Phil will be reading them. Pam is like going through Megan's personal Facebook page now.
Yep. Just defriended a bunch of people.
Gov's got to go.
Gov's got to go.
Gov's got to go.
Quick, ho, ho, quick.
The GoFundMe page is up to what, $4,700? Oh, so now we're going to watch ourselves
go
here?
Fund yourself.
I'm trying to watch it, but no.
Whose idea was it to have Pam do something?
It was not mine.
You got to hit play in order to watch it.
It was not mine.
Just mute it then.
I wanted to go on the record saying it was not mine.
I didn't realize it was going to be loud. So now I have to find the
mute. She's getting mad at me. I didn't do it.
Pam gets bitchy around this time.
I'm not my laptop, so you have to find
Pam,
things.
Have a Snickers. You're not yourself again.
Take me. I don't have this specific laptop. So
to be fair, Pam is wearing the "Don't hassle me" shirt today.
Yeah, don't hassle me, anyone.
Yeah, as a precursor today.
Anyone, as she looks at Chaz.
I'm done yelling. I yelled at a mayor today. So.
You did, and you did a damn good job yelling at him.
Thank you.
I think he peed a little.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Right.
The GoFundMe, Gov's Gotta Go page.
Gov's Gotta Go, yep.
I think it's at $4,700. We would like that to be at $5,000.
Right.
So we're $300 away.
Yep.
We hit $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
We can put a check together and make an offer to the governor to leave.
Exactly.
If he leaves for $5,000, happy days are here
what
again.
What a bargain that would be.
Happy days are here again.
You can't beat that.
I would
fucking
that'd
price.
Be in history books forever.
Yeah.
Governor leaves office for $5,000.
Yeah. And then after taxes and shit, what do you have? You know, it's probably
he'd owe us money.
After Connecticut taxes, it'd be like $3.
Yeah. You could buy a bagel.
But if you have $5 or $10, you can contribute to the GoFundMe page. Mm-hmm. Gov's Gotta Go. We'd love it. Because Monday we have kind of a plan of the presentation of the check.
Exactly. A thing we're going to do.
We don't want to say too much now, but Monday morning, probably around 6:30.
It's covert.
There'll be a whole situation.
Yes.
So please get involved and be part of that.
Do it. Do it.
Do it now.
We have the Chaz and AJ Malloy's Last Day stickers.
Yes.
Hot. We hear another 1,000 on the way.
All right, here we go.
So we went through 1,000 in like 5 seconds.
Yep, it was quick.
People, legislators, are sticking them on their cars and then parking in front of the legislative building.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Crazy.
Did we get a sponsor for the back?
I don't think we did. I think they made a deal with somebody.
Okay.
Because
Benjamin is already asking how he can advertise his company.
On the sticker?
I was like, I would say the sticker would probably be the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Call Andy. What's the number? 203-783-8200.
203-783-8200.
Ask for Andy.
Andy!
And then this just came in yesterday.
Yes.
And the proceeds of this will go to the Chaz and AJ toy drive.
Yes.
AJ, for years we've been asked for these.
Yes, we have.
Here they are.
Yep, finally. So buy them, damn it.
All right, so I think they're going to be $15. And about $8 or $9. Like the cost of the shirt goes back to the cost of the shirt.
Yeah.
And then whatever else is left, I think it's like $8 or $9 per shirt.
But look at nice.
We'll go to the Chaz and AJ toy drive.
It's all quality.
This is the coolest gift to give someone for Christmas or whatever holiday
you celebrate. If they're a fan, yep.
Yeah, because it's cheap, but it's something they actually want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Exactly.
Or they can wipe their ass with it if
they
don't
hate
want
us. Either way it works.
You spend that money, you do what you want with it.
Right.
It's
so
yours
to play
with.
This is also a fun gift for someone who hates the fucking show.
Right.
You give them this, like if they're at work, like, I hate those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you listen to that shit? This is what you give that person.
Exactly.
Nice gag.
And either they use it the way they want or they have a heart attack and die.
See,
Laura already wants one.
Yeah.
Oh,
these,
that.
I feel like, are going to go fast. I think we printed up 500.
Oh.
Are they for sale on the
They
the
should
website?
Be.
The Rock Shop,
no.
I think. No.
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 Oh, where do you go for that?
You go to our our events.
Yep.
They'll be at our events and the front desk in Milford.
Yep.
Oh, goody.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. So front desk Milford, business hours, or Chaz and AJ events.
Right.
Like, we'll totally have them at the Monsters Ball. What the fuck was that?
What the hell, Phil?
Evil.
Totally have them at the Monsters Ball.
Right.
And then
get some monster sound effects.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
It's all over your screen.
Yeah.
Ew.
Jeez.
All right, what are the comments coming in?
Yeah, come on, tell us.
Yeah, people were asking about the shirts. A lot of people are looking for one. Billy wants one. Laura wants one. And people are still asking about shirts that say Gov's Gotta Go.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
So we did ask about that.
We put that idea in to the boss, thanks to you guys, and he said yes. So he said he was going to talk to Drew.
Oh, mm-hmm. We should do a Christmas theme with like Santa saying ho, 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 hashtag Gov's Gotta Go.
Oh,
that is a pretty good idea.
For Christmas.
Right.
And the children don't know.
Yeah, give that idea to the boss.
Right, we'll do.
Just got to throw that in.
Bill Cosby randomly popped in.
Right.
He threw in a Christopher Walken earlier.
Yeah. Today, I was doing Christopher Walken.
Wow, it's voice day.
Today.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
People are also asking if those new shirts will be at the Tools Plus event tomorrow.
That's a good question.
Idea.
Oh, you know, we should call Drew.
I don't know how we wouldn't have them.
This is huge.
If we've got 500, I think we can bring some.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Well, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going
to
call Drew now.
Dave wants Pam to model the new shirt.
Dave, where are your hands right now? Where are your hands right now, Dave?
All right. Is this the large, though?
Yeah. Oh, you got to take that shirt off.
Right, the XL. It's the XL.
Don't hassle me.
And then everything went black.
Brian Murray says, go Yankees.
All right, go Yankees.
How about them Yankees?
How about them Yankees? Are you calling Drewsome?
There you go, Dave. Hope you're happy.
Get a close-up. Go over to the camera.
Right, not too close, though. There are children watching.
What are you doing?
I'm modeling.
Hold on one sec.
Look at the poop.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah, what's up, Chad?
Hey, we're doing the Week in Review podcast. We're live. Someone asked the question, will we have the Chaz and AJ t-shirts at Tools Plus tomorrow?
Yes, you will.
We will.
Yes, you will.
Yep, you will have t-shirts tomorrow.
Okay. How many?
Well, we're about 20 shirts to sell, we'll start off with.
20 to sell? Okay, so get them while they're hot.
Okay, so 20.
20.
There you go. You heard it, Facebook.
Right.
Laura, be there at noon.
Drew, we got a problem.
We got a big problem. Huge.
Huge.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Drew.
Thanks, Drew.
No problem.
All right.
No problem.
No problem.
Right,
I thought it was a problem.
With big problems.
No problem. Huge.
Huge.
All right, any other questions?
Laura doesn't think 20 is going to be enough.
I don't think so either.
Get there at noon.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, while they last.
I feel like, because I would buy 10, and then you cover a lot of people. It's a great stocking stuffer.
Right.
When you could check someone off your list with something cool for like $15 and help the toy drive,
exactly.
I think it's going to, those are going to sell out.
Yep.
Oh,
they will.
And we're at that window now where once they sell out, we're not going to have enough time to order more for the toy drive.
Right. Once
so
gone,
this is
gone.
It. It took us 6 weeks to get these shirts.
That's right. That's why I really like AJ's idea for the toy drive with those t-shirts.
Yeah. That's not going to
go. Yeah.
6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So we'd have to order them right now.
Right now.
Not ever right now.
Not going to happen.
Pronto.
Not going to happen.
Say AJ should make it happen. Leave it up to AJ.
All right. Go talk to the boss.
It is so.
AJ's just pissed he has to do a seance tonight.
It was his idea.
On Barrett Jackson Auto Night. He wants to be home with his mac and cheese and
wieners. No. I can do an hour. We're good.
But you were pissed.
I was, because then it became the freaking circus, and it was going to be, it's just going to be cut and dry. This is a seance. It's a serious business, people.
So as soon as we...
Yeah,
as soon
here.
As we invited two people from the tribe,
right?
AJ's like,
I was not alone in this.
I
don't
want to
be here all night talking about the show, and
which
you know,
I love
let's
to do,
take a picture.
But not this weekend.
Yeah, it's Barry Jackson Auto.
It was your
Auto.
Fault, though, why it's not this weekend.
Yeah. We can
pass play
all we like around here, but no one cares about that shit right now, okay?
No one, meaning just you.
Exactly. No,
you're
boring
Friday
the people
the
on Facebook Live
the
here.
Day to do it, Friday the 13th.
I could throw a flip at you right now, boom.
This explains how AJ lives his life right there. He creates a problem for himself and then it has to complain about it, but then we're like, but this is why it happened. No, that's not why.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is why no one likes him. Ask anyone. Phil here? No. Good.
Good. Phew.
What the hell was I going to say? Oh, the seance tonight.
Yes.
We feel like there's ghosts in the building.
There
Megan, have
ghosts.
You ever heard anything weird or strange? Yes.
Yep. Thank you. Besides me, he meant, Yeah,
Sundays. Yep. You'd hear like noises or what? Doors? You would see stuff or hear stuff?
Cool air. Yep, like, exactly.
Eyes on her.
Sorry about
creepy
that.
Creepy feeling.
Here, the noise of this, the sound of this door. If
we're going to listen to what one of the ghosts sound like.
Okay. You can't hear when the door opens.
Don't talk when it's closing.
But you don't hear how, see how the door opened and you didn't hear anything. But listen. You hear that.
You hear that.
So I was in, and this has happened to AJ. I was in our studio. And
talk
I,
over. Yeah, get a microphone.
I was in our studio. And my back is to the door. Shut up, Phil. My back is to the door. And your smirk. So I don't hear anything because the door doesn't make a noise when it opens. And all of a sudden, I heard that noise of it closing. It's very distinctive.
Phil's like, sure, blame the door.
I turn around, and there's no one there.
Yeah, no, it's creepy.
There's no draft in here, and those doors are like 1,000 pounds, or what, however much they weigh.
1,000, it's like...
Oh, Mary Beth, who originally suggested the seance, just commented, glad you're doing this tonight. It was my idea. That's right. It was her idea.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Pam
Thank
was the
you,
one Mary that wanted to make it a sleepover where we're all having beer and like...
I thought that'd be fun.
That would have been great.
It would have
been fun. And then AJ ruined everything.
I'm going to ask the ghost to personally come hang out with you from now on.
Because it'll listen to you, I'm sure.
Well, I'm the only one on the morning show not going to be here tonight because I don't like that shit.
You have other spirits.
I feel like I'm going to be uncorking another spirit.
Right.
But I really, when I was a kid, I was probably 6 or 7, and I watched some stupid show on television. And it was one of those, like, ABC Monday night movies.
Oh.
And it was a creepy movie, and I couldn't tell you, like, how the whole movie went, but I just remember one scene. This guy's in a graveyard, right? He's, like, he's a detective, and he's investigating a crime. And he sees this, like, a headstone marker on the ground, and he reads the number out loud. And because he read it out loud, that spirit attached itself to him. And then the whole movie was, this guy's getting fucked.
I remember the number was 8675309 Jenny. And then look what happened. It became a song during the 80s. And
laugh all you want, laughing boy. But there's no fucking way I'm going to be here when you're uncorking ghosts and shit.
Yeah, laughing boy.
Yeah, no fucking way.
I like that name.
Let's see how funny it is when you see your flip-flops walking around on their own.
Hey.
In your house. Flip-flop, 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 flip-flop.
Imagine if they trip, though. That would actually be funny.
Or AJ falls down a flight of stairs because a pair of flip-flops happen to be at the top of the stairs.
Oh, right. My God.
Yeah, I'm not into that stuff. Ghost stuff creeps me out. So, good luck.
And I'm excited.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to
be
great.
Friends with the ghost.
I mean, what's the whole goal here? Is to release the spirit into the sky or
identify,
whatever?
Right?
Yeah, what's his deal?
I just want to know who it is.
Hey, who are you?
Yeah, but don't you want to, like, kind of set them free if they're stuck here? Don't you? Aren't you trying to let them go?
No, I think you just contact them. There's, like, a whole different thing you got to do.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
I was trying to get Ray to say this today on the show, but he was fucking directing traffic while he's on the air.
Right.
And I think that the goal here is to let them go. Like because they don't know they're dead and they're just hanging out here. And they kind of, it's like that sixth sense thing. Yeah. They kind of have to know that they're dead and then they could go off and find peace.
Right.
So, have fun.
Unless they really like it here.
Yeah. Like what? Give up show business?
Right. I mean, it's kind of fun.
And what? And leave show business.
What once don't show? The witching hour.
Any comments over
maybe
there?
Maybe the ghost explains the mad crapper.
Oh, yeah. The ghost may have a number of answers for different questions we've been having.
Right. Like, where's that sock I had once?
Yeah. And who in this building has had sex?
Right.
I bet he's seen it all.
I have not had sex in this building. Anyone in this room have sex in this building?
No.
AJ, no. Megan?
Well, wait, with someone?
No.
Wait, you mean with somebody or?
The old building. Now, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, that whole place needed
to be torn down. Yeah, that place needed to be torn down, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
A lot of stories.
Nick is criticizing Megan's camera work. Is the guy holding the camera having a seizure?
Oh, does it look like an earthquake? All right, hold on.
Well,
I just want you to see how she positioned herself because she could have just stood there, right?
Yeah, she's not that selfie much taller.
It's on the selfie stick, but I'm gonna take the camera and I'm gonna turn it so you can see how she's running the camera.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Why, Meg? Why?
Horse of Habish.
Kneeling on a chair.
That
a
swivels.
A swivel chair
on wheels.
All right. Well, yeah, go ahead. Keep doing that.
Well, this way you can keep yourself trim while filming.
She's going down.
Yeah. Get a hula hoop.
That's why it's shaking.
Oh, now I'm going to vomit. Watch. Oh, don't watch.
Any other comments or questions?
Brian doesn't think she's having a seizure. She just thinks she's a drinker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
Well, it is Friday.
Yeah, later on.
And then Billy's pissed that I cut off your sex at the old building story. So he was like, here come the secrets.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't really going to share any, just out of respect for others.
Exactly.
But that, you know, I'll just leave it at that building needed to be torn down, probably burnt down.
I should have been
better.
Perhaps, yes.
There was a lot of crusty
Pam.
There was
liquids.
You don't have to.
Sure, magma.
No, she was describing her laundry. She's like, oh yeah, I got that crusty schmegma.
Oh yeah,
that would be a fun bit. Like, just go into everyone's house and just pull out the laundry.
No, that'd be terrible.
That would be hazmat city.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to pull the laundry out. She sleeps on it.
Well, we can see Pam.
I'm just very down to clothes.
You guys would be surprised. I do my laundry. I put it away. I'm actually pretty tidy.
We can see.
I made
She's
a New Year's
shitless.
Resolution.
How's your closet? Because Megan's closet's awesome. Oh, if you ever want to piss Pam off somewhere, just say Megan's closet's nicer.
It is!
She goes nutty.
It's so fair.
Look at her face. She's mad.
She got like a freaking $5,000 closet. I got like a...
I'm cleaning up my closet.
Megan's closet's nicer.
Should we ask Meg if she heard AJ's dream segment?
No.
Oh,
no,
great
no,
idea.
No.
Pam, you take this one.
I can hit you from here.
I think Phil could.
We're good.
Have you heard?
We're good.
Did you hear that?
We're good.
We were talking about dreams. We had.
Yes.
No, not afraid. No.
I'm a nice guy.
Pick whatever reaction you'd like, actually.
I'm a nice guy.
Just maybe have ready to hit the end button.
Just phone up and take a picture as soon as he reveals that truth bomb.
No, so this week. I was talking to a dream analyst about this weird dream that I had, and then AJ started going down weird dreams he had, and he said, what does it mean when you have a dream that you had sex with a coworker? And then we went down the list of different people.
You guys had to keep quiet. I tried to keep it anonymous, and you went down the list. I said, there was a couple
Pam
people.
Pam was on the list.
Yeah, there was a couple people on
top
the list.
Top of the list, it sounded like.
Well, no, she was to my left, so I led with her. Yeah,
right,
right.
You
well,
opened
I think
that can
I,
of worms.
I think I asked for her first. Yeah, I was like, Pam.
You just said
and then you
down.
Said no comment. And
you
I was
don't
like, that's
have
a yes.
To tell the truth, though.
Right.
Right.
And then I asked about Megan, and you said yes.
You say which Megan?
Yes, he did.
He specified.
That's true.
Yeah,
it could be
Megan's
another
here.
Megan.
Yes. All right. It's just dreams. Okay. Nothing happens.
Right.
Yeah. You can't control them.
It just means you want to be liked by people.
Exactly.
At work. That's
exactly.
all.
That's all.
That's what
that's
she said.
She said. Yeah.
Oh, that's
she said,
what that means.
Yeah. She said you just want to be liked by your coworkers.
Right. Right.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be liked by their coworkers?
Yeah. You don't be hated.
Yeah, no one wants to be hated.
I don't
want
to be hated. I just want to be left
Plus,
alone.
Plus, right. is that the most terrible thing that can happen to a person, really?
Yeah. All right, anything else? We've been gabbing here for a while.
Yeah, there's a cliff I want to jump off of right now. Thank you.
Billy said, Chaz, you should show up tonight and just start slamming doors during the seance.
Well, now it's not going to scare us.
Thanks for ruining it. Just kidding.
Yeah.
If I'm slamming doors here, it's because I'm falling into them drunk. Friday night at 7, I might still be sober. Anything else?
I got nothing.
You good?
Go Yankees!
Go Yankees.
Yeah, come on, Shinky. Yankees.
And
thanks for scheduling this on top of the game, by the way. I appreciate that.
AJ!
the best Christmas or holiday gift or birthday gift right here.
So
there's
the
only
kids.
500 of these. $15. I think $8 will go to the toy drive. And we'll have some at Tools Plus tomorrow. They're being sold at the front desk here at WPLR. And they'll be at Chaz and AJ events.
Once they're gone, they're gone. So buy them quick.
Motherfucker!
Hey, thank you guys so much for watching, for listening, for calling in ideas. I mean, we've had the best ideas in the last 2 weeks from you guys. So thank you.
And thanks, Meg, for filming.
Have a great weekend. And what'd you say?
I said, AJ's got to get the compliment
I said,
for
thanks,
Megan.
Thanks, Meg, for filming.
Oh.
It's called being polite, you palooka asshole.
What's a palooka?
A palooka asshole.
Get the fuck up, okay?
All right,
okay.
That's the Weekend Review podcast. I'm Chaz.
I want to know what it means.
That's AJ.
Good luck spelling it. Bye.
Pam's over there. Phil's over there.
Palooka asshole.
the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.